Thank you, Amy. 26-year-old James got his comeuppance in last week's Apprentice. I missed it. And I thought, well, Sanjeev will be speaking to him. But no, he didn't do any interviews. It was clear he thought that being in business meant being aggressive and ruthless, whereas Felipe apparently still in there with his nice guy credentials. Do you have to be aggressive and ruthless in business, or did James get it woefully wrong? Before we speak to leadership psychologist Avril Lehman, let's find James in action.
But all this negativity in the past, it's not going to help us, is it, going forward?
You're being quite negative.
No, I'm not being negative at all, Roisin. That's the end of the story now. Let's crack on. You know, we've got some lawnmowers to sell.
I'll just shut my mouth.
Stop trying to undermine me and stuff all the time, all right?
I'm trying to undermine you.
You are. You're patronising me.
I'm not.
I know what I'm doing, all right, okay?
Okay.
So let's crack on.
Now, do you have to be aggressive in business? Avril, good morning.
Good morning.
Did he get it wrong?
I think you have to be really purposeful. You have to be determined. Mm-hmm. But I think we tend to use the word ruthless if it's somebody we don't like, or the way that they're doing it we don't like.
Yeah.
You know, for instance, women are often called ruthless when they're actually being just quite assertive and maybe as ambitious as a man, but it just doesn't look right for some people. So we've got to check what we're really meaning when we say ruthless. To get on, you've really got to be determined.
Yeah, I think if I've got this wrong, forgive me, but I would suggest that if you're ruthless, you really don't mind if you leave somebody behind in your wake who's a little bit disheartened about what you've chosen to do.
Mm-hmm. It
isn't necessary if you're purposeful or determined.
Yes, but you see, the thing is that it's always going to be somebody else's perception. If you're running a race, is it ruthless to try to be the one first through the line?
No.
I wouldn't know because I don't do that. But, you know, the person who says, oh, that person was ruthless, not necessarily they tripped me up or anything, but they just went past me like there was no tomorrow. They didn't come back for me. Well, you wouldn't in a race.
Uh-huh.
And maybe there are certain aspects of, like that,
yeah,
where, yeah, people aren't being ruthless. They've got their eye on the prize.
Well, using that analogy, I would say ruthlessness would involve a bit of elbowing to get past.
Right,
you know,
okay.
That's it. So somebody's going to suffer, I think, if you're being ruthless.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily know if that is essential to business. Sorry, Avril, go on.
I was just going to say, in leadership, it's not slick, it's not sophisticated. Certainly to be apparently ruthless, it's just not, you know, the best way to do it. You can be much more clever in a way and charming, and therefore you'll inspire people to follow you, which is what it all comes down to.
We've got his fellow apprentice, Mark, here. He feels about aggression, and this is what he feels about aggression and ruthlessness in the business environment. Let's listen to this.
The process is getting harder, and I think the nice guys, there's a point in the process where it stops working.
I'm not going to change being a nice man. I always have been a nice man.
No, please don't change. Nice, please don't change being a nice man.
There you are.
Yeah.
Shralan, Lord Sugar, saying please don't change from being a nice man. But I just wonder, is he cancelling himself out of the process?
It depends. Again, it's back to if nice means going, oh, no, you go first, you know, after you. If it means not being kind of fair and saying, well, you know, I've got the right to get on here as much as somebody else. I think, you know, I don't particularly want to comment too much on the version of leadership that you see in that programme because it's, you know, it's entertainment, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And it makes for great entertainment when people are truly appalling and do things you'd love to do but wouldn't dream of ever doing. So I think some of our best leaders, and there's a certain chief executive in Edinburgh that says, look, Avril, you know, of course I've got an iron hand, but I keep it clad in that velvet glove until I really need it. You can do so much more by charm, but you can see underneath it the steely determination.
What about whether the people that work for you think you're a nice guy? Is that something that is still essential?
Well, I think nice, I don't know about you, but certainly at Greenock Academy, I was never allowed to use the word nice because it was a wee bit blah. Do you remember?
Mm-hmm.
And so nice, but somebody you can respect and you can see their values. We know in the research we've just done about followership that we will follow somebody if they look kind of right for the part.
Right.
Even if they do it badly, sometimes, even if they make mistakes, if they somehow look like they espouse the values that we associate with that firm or where we want to work, we'll follow them.
Is that right?
So it's about your values. If you don't look like the part, you've got to work an awful lot harder at getting their emotional trust. Because, you know, if you're of a diverse persuasion of any sort, people won't immediately see you as the classic leader. But the classic-looking leader will get away with lots of things, and people will still follow them. But if you want people to follow you absolutely with their hearts, there's so much humanity you have to put into it.
That is interesting, because I know that we shouldn't put too much business sway on The Apprentice, but they clearly think that there is a look to being a leader, isn't there? Which is the sharp suit and a good shirt and a tie for the boys, and similarly for the women that are involved in it. But this followership, I'm interested in that. Is it, have you published this, Avril?
No, we're just we've been working with London School of Economics, looking at it, because there's so much written, and we've done such a lot on leadership, but we haven't gone out and asked the followers, and we had a big slice of a certain bank, you know, 150 people we put through this, talking about their own leadership style and the leaders that they followed. Mm-hmm. And this came out very strongly, this sense about looking for the values. And you can see some mistakes in the past, because people have gone on following a leader even when they, what they did was wrong, but they kind of looked the part. Now, I don't think that was a sharp suit, certainly not at the kind of, let's face it, kind of middle-aged level that many leaders are. They would look a bit dodgy in a very sharp suit. Aspiring, maybe that's something different. But the minute that you don't look the part, then it doesn't actually, it's not competency that gets you to the leadership position. It's your ability to connect with people emotionally, to what we call affective trust, that people trust you. They kind of feel that you've got their best interests at heart. They'll follow you.
So this ruthlessness, it's not something that you can be taught, is it?
Well, I do think it comes out of this determination and having goals and really pursuing them. Where it turns into ruthlessness is, as you say, where the elbow comes out and your values are dodgy, that you will do it at the expense of everybody else. And that's classic definition of aggression. Assertiveness is where you consider other people's rights as well, and you bring that into the picture. If you begin to forget about other people and it's just me, and you can see small children who are maybe even being raised that way, you know, I've got to win every race sort of thing, then they don't consider other people. And that, you come a cropper in the end with that behaviour.
I need to be assertive now and say thank you very much. It's time to go, Avril. But only because the time is against us. I'd talk to you for hours. Avril Lehman there, talking about ruthlessness. And right now, I wonder if that's going to pop up in the anagram.
Here's today's anagram.